This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. House Democrats are mounting an extraordinary effort to remove President Trump from office before his term ends next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
In a Capitol still bearing scars of last week's riot, more stunning scenes, with David Cicilline and Democrats moving toward voting by midweek on a single article of impeachment.
He incited insurrection against the government of the United States.
But Democrats are urging Vice President Pence and the cabinet to act first.
To activate Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to declare President Donald J. Trump incapable of executing the duties of his office and to immediately exercise powers as acting president.
Republicans have blocked that resolution for now, though the full House is expected to vote tomorrow before a potential impeachment vote Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer has concerns about the threat of violence at the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, especially in the aftermath of last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol by thousands of supporters of President Trump. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is blasting President Trump for last week's insurrection of the Capitol. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
President Trump is a failed leader. He will go down in history as the worst president ever.
Arnold Schwarzenegger mincing no words when it comes to the man he replaced as host of the reality TV show The Apprentice. Schwarzenegger compared the mob that stormed the Capitol last week to the Nazis who overran Germany and his native Austria in 1938. The Terminator actor rips Trump personally, noting that his term as president will soon be terminated.
Good thing is that he soon will be as irrelevant as an old tweet.
Schwarzenegger's tirade against Trump ran close to 8 minutes and was released on social media. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
This is VOA News. President-elect Joe Biden received his second and final dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine Monday at a hospital in the U.S. state of Delaware. U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech announced Monday plans to boost production of its COVID-19 vaccine by 50%, 2 million doses, this year to meet the global demand. BioNTech announced the increased supply as part of a presentation at a healthcare conference. The company said a new production site in Marburg, Germany, expected to become operational by the end of next month, and they'll be able to make as many as 750 million doses per year. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday Britain was in, quote, a race against time, end quote, to roll out COVID-19 vaccines as deaths hit record highs and hospitals ran out of oxygen. And his top medical advisor said the pandemic's worst weeks were imminent. A new, more transmissible variant of the disease is now surging through the population, with 1 in 20 people in parts of London now infected, threatening to overwhelm the National Health Service as hospitals fill up with patients. British Labour leader Keir Starmer criticized Prime Minister Johnson Monday for repeatedly failing to take quick decisions to fight the coronavirus and called on Johnson to do more to relieve the financial burden on people. With Britain suffering from one of the highest rates of COVID deaths in the world and struggling to reduce a spiraling increase in the number of cases, the British government has warned hospitals could soon struggle to treat the rising number of cases if people do not follow the restrictions. Lebanon announced a tightening of its lockdown Monday, introducing a 24-hour curfew from Thursday as COVID-19 infections overwhelm its medical system. The new all-day curfew starts at 5 a.m. Thursday and ends at 5 a.m. January 25th, a statement by the Supreme Defense Council said. Lebanon last week ordered a 3-week lockdown until February 2nd that included a nighttime curfew from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. Turkey and Greece will resume suspended exploratory talks over territorial claims in the Mediterranean Sea and other issues January 25th in Istanbul, Turkey's foreign ministry said Monday, hours after Ankara invited Athens for talks. Both Ankara and Athens said earlier Monday they were willing to resume the exploratory talks, which were suspended in 2016. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.